pre-weaning vaccination programs, plus the rebates you can take advantage of. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auctions, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, the American Gelvie Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff.
Today's news segment is brought to us by Westway Feed Products. Maximize forage intake with liquid feed supplements from Westway Feed Products. Contact your local dealer or visit WestwayFeed.com. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the CDC confirmed the first human case in the U.S. of New World screwworm. According to a Reuters report, the individual is a Maryland resident and they contracted screwworm during a trip to El Salvador. The CDC confirmed the diagnosis on August 4th of 2025, as did the Maryland Department of Health. In a statement to Reuters, Human Health Services spokesman Andrew G. Nixon said, "The risk to public health in U.S. from this introduction is very low. In recent months, the U.S. government has taken considerable steps in protecting livestock from screwworm. Mid-July, USDA restarted its ban on Mexican livestock imports, and just last week, the agency announced a $750 million sterile fly production facility in Texas to combat the flesh-eating parasite spread. In Texas alone, USDA estimates a screwworm outbreak could cost the state $1.8 billion in livestock deaths and other costs. Livestock traders and beef producers have been on edge about the potential for cases in cattle as prices have already hit record highs because the U.S. cattle herd is at its smallest size in 7 decades. Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic wrapped up last week in Sheridan, Wyoming, with market-topping prices. To say the market was on fire was an understatement. Just a few highlights. 234 steer calves weighing 650 pounds brought $455. That's $2,957.50 a head. That's just $42.50 shy of $3,000. 200 head of weaned steer calves weighing 710 pounds brought $421. 130 head of 390 weight steer calves captured $615. That's $2,398.50 a head for 390 weight steer calves. And a group of 1,000-pound bred heifers brought $4,600, with the high-selling bred heifers ringing the bell at $4,950. For additional Superior Livestock Auction sale reports, head to SuperiorLivestock.com or RanchChannel.com. We are cutting this one short and heading to break because we have lots to cover. Up next, Tigger is covering pre-weaning vaccination programs and how to get rebates for those vaccines with Zoetis Animal Health. The Ranch It Up Radio Show will be right back.
The 2025 Devil's Lake Shootout Rodeo, going down in history as the first rodeo ever at the all-new Western State Bank Arena. September 5th, 6th, and 7th, with over 400 contestants competing for over $34,000 in added prize money. Performances Friday and Saturday at 6:30, slack at 9:30 a.m. both days. Sunday's shootout round begins at 2:30. Watch the Devil's Lake Rodeo Club Facebook page for real-time info. The 2025 Devil's Lake Shootout Rodeo is September 5th, 6th, and 7th at the all-new Western State Bank Arena.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open to replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas. All listed on LivestockMarket.com.
The best way to raise beef on pasture, on crop residue, or in a dry lot, it's Westway Feed Products. Westway liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or head to westwayfeed.com on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your all things ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text. Our phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Let's talk setting your feeder cattle up for success. That's a common phrase I have said quite often. You have heard others say it quite often as well, and for very good reason. Where will those calves be sent once they are weaned from the cow? Let's take a deep dive into pre-weaning vaccination programs. This is nothing new. Pre-weaning vaccination programs have been around since the 1960s, and it is beyond crucial to have the program in place if it fits your management and your operation, of course, and if you're not selling into a particular kind of value add program that does not want any types of vaccination. So Dr. Philip Kesterson joins us today. Dr. Kesterson started his veterinary practice in Nebraska, focusing on cow-calf and feedlot medicine, and today is a veterinarian with Zoetis Beef Technical Services. Hey, Dr. Philip, thanks for coming on the program today. Let's start with just a general pre-weaning vaccination protocol.
Well, I'll start by saying this is not new. This concept had its inception in the 60s, and its value is greater today with today's calf prices than it's ever been. And this is an extremely valuable tool. The protocol on this would be to vaccinate these calves ideally about 30 days or more ahead of weaning, with the goal being to strengthen their immune system, give them protection prior to their period of challenge, which is weaning, shipping, commingling, feed yard arrival.
When we talk dollars and cents, and I know that's where a lot of people have to look at, okay, what am I spending? Is the juice worth the squeeze? I say that a lot in slang terms. Is there data back, and I'm assuming that there is, say from like Superior Livestock or Northern for that matter, where calves that have had a certain type of vaccination program that they have received X amount of dollars as a premium, if you will?
We've got select vac data, particularly calves on the Wean Vac program, that are showing from 2018 to 2022 data that these calves were worth at sale day $17.27 a head more. What I will also add is that in a recent discussion with a feed yard manager, he gave me two quotes. First of all, he said, quote, it's hard to quantify the value. And his second one was, it's unreal what this is worth. This greater value has to do with much more than the dollars or the premium that's garnered on sale day. The value to the feed yard is the fact that these calves have increased performance, decreased health issues, decreased death loss, and then increased yield grade and increased yield at the time of harvest. We'd love to live in a world of premiums, but we oftentimes live in a world of discount. And that makes it harder to quantify a dollar value of a properly executed pre-weaning vaccination. Potentially the greatest value is the reputation that, to your point, that an operation can gain by offering these predictable cattle that perform at a high level with minimal health issues.
Is there, you think, that temptation with being cattle as high priced as they are for individuals to overlook some of these practices? When I say some of these practices, I mean staying up on nutrition, fly control, pre-weaning vaccinations, getting mama in, making sure that her nutrition is sound 365 days, things like trace mineral supplementation at those stressful times of year, having that relationship with your veterinarian as a consultant where they are a vital part of decision-making on your operation and helping make decisions on your operation. Do you think in times like this, when prices are so darn good, there is the temptation of people, and I'm talking me out there, to do it myself, to try to maximize as much and spend as least as we can, because we're finally getting prices where, you know what, maybe we hopefully are in the black, and quite a bit in the black.
Very fair question. Very honest question. And I think if we were to rephrase that and ask, should we implement these best practices when calf prices are low, or should we implement them when they're high? The answer is both. And maybe what you're saying is that there's enough profit now that maybe we're tempted to skip some of these practices that require additional effort. But really, it's just an opportunity to maximize. If we look at not only the value of vaccinations, but time that with a proper deworming, and if appropriate for your marketing system and implant, we're literally talking investments of a few dollars that can yield you back dollars in the tens or hundreds. And then you look at some of the recent cattle facts data where they were talking about these 45, 60 day weaned and straightened out calves, bringing back just over $200 a head premium. Yes, I think you're right. It's easy to think, well, maybe we'll take this money because this is more than we've made in the past, but we don't want to get short-sighted and fail to do what's best for the cattle, best for the industry, and ultimately maximize our return, I think would be the goal. I want to reinforce the need to work with your local veterinarian who knows the challenges of your area and hopefully knows your herd and can give you a tailored recommendation. That's most important. My role, I offer a supporting role for those type of practitioners and for producers, but you really need those boots on the ground. And then I think to move to three specific questions. When it comes to pre-weaning vaccinations, what are we going to do? Why are we going to do it? And then most importantly, how are we going to do it? And you look at the why, we get into things like timing, product selection. Not all vaccines are created equal. Not all vaccines have the same attributes. And one that's near and dear to my heart, vaccine handling administration. If we don't do that right, everything else is a wash. And then something we're all very attuned to, but cattle handling. Cattle that have stress in their life release cortisol, and that diminishes our immune response. We want to increase this calf value. We want to improve their protection against disease challenges. And there's obviously many, many factors that differentiate calf value. This is only one, but this is a very tangible one with some pretty significant returns.
Thank you, Dr. Philip Kesterson with Zoetis Animal Health. We will have more with Dr. Kesterson later this fall about the dollars and cents attached to how we handle livestock. We're talking stockmanship. But for now, back to our pre-weaning vaccination program and how to bring the cost of vaccines down. Let's talk rebates, saving dollars on the expense side. Really got your attention now, don't I? Brett McCoy is a regional sales rep manager for Zoetis Animal Health. Brett, first and foremost, thanks for coming on the program. It's a great day to be in the cattle business, isn't it? Week in and week out, we see sale barns breaking all-time records on various weight classes. So let's talk about maximizing that profit potential and reducing those expenses. Let's talk about how to take advantage of vaccine rebates.
As you mentioned, you know, we've got unprecedented value for the price of cattle now in 2025, and input costs have not gone down either. So I think, you know, in the producer's mind, you've got to ask yourself, how can I optimize the value that I'm spending a dollar to buy my animal health products? And companies like Zoetis have put together opportunities for producers very simply to be rewarded for their business. And today, you know, we can do that either online through your vet clinic or animal health supplier, but it's relatively simple, and it can really put a dent in your overall animal health costs.
So how do the rebates work? Is it, you know, that we visit with our animal health supplier, as you said, and it works after we purchase said amount of doses of a particular product, and then we go back and get those rebates back? Is that how they work?
From time to time, there'll be a point of purchase where, for example, right now, we've got with our premier antibiotic, Draxxin, that the point of purchase might be an option. That is, you walk in a clinic or store, buy a product, and you get a discount there. However, most often, and what I would direct people to really investigate is after you purchase the product, so you've made your vaccine purchases for pre-wean, going on into preg check, then you could go online, you can call your rep, call your veterinarian, and document very simply just what products you've purchased. And usually they're tiered. So companies like Zoetis, we like to reward loyalty. And loyalty for those customers that buy across our product line. So maybe you're just purchasing vaccines from one company, a dewormer from another, implants from another. You will find when you study these rebate programs that if you are willing to provide, give your business to one company like Zoetis, you will get a little deeper into that rebate structure.
So what are we talking for the amount of rebates that we can get back?
You know, it varies, and it's obviously driven by volume. There's certainly a range. Just Leader's Edge is our volume producer program, which is just a starting point. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And producers will see anywhere from 6 to 10%. But as you buy products across the portfolio and you increase volume, those rebates could range upwards of 30%, you know, or more. It just depends. But there's 50 head producers, and there's producers that are feeding tens of thousands of head of cattle. So those rebates will vary based on volume. We live in a time that we have more access to information as cattle producers than ever. You know, obviously the internet changed everything decades ago, and now we have the smartphone, and pretty much it's at our fingertips. And I think if you're accessing rebates to reduce your input costs, it really opens you up for more resources with your veterinarian, to your point, but also to companies like Zoetis. If you don't know your local Zoetis rep, this can be an avenue where you can get to know them and they can become a resource. Also, tech service veterinarians and nutritionists, our VMIPS department that handles any questions on the phone that you may have the day you're gathering cattle and going to use our product or thereafter. So I just would remind everybody out there that there's a lot of information at your fingertips. There's also a lot of connections and resources in the industry. And rebates are really a way to bridge that gap, but also put some more dollars in your pocket and add value to these calves.
Now, you mentioned the representative, and I want to bring that up a little bit. I know some people think, I'm just processing these 50 calves, that I don't want to bother the rep with that. I know for a fact that those reps would welcome those phone calls of saying, yes, if it can work, if I can stop at your operation, or at least we can visit about something, especially if you are in a situation where maybe you don't have that type of pharmaceutical relationship with your veterinarian. Maybe they aren't the supplier. Maybe it is a different farm supply store that you do a lot of other business with. And I encourage people to actually reach out and try to establish that relationship with the actual pharmaceutical rep. For that very reason is that it can open up a library, and they are just a good person to have in your back pocket. Save the number in your cell phone is what I'm saying, that to talk with them. Are there new products? Is there something? How do I work this rebate? They can answer a lot of those questions.
Exactly. My team is always willing and able to assist any producer of any size operation. You know, they're always close to their phone, and really is what it does too, is it gives an opportunity for the rep then to maybe connect them to other resources. You mentioned they may purchase product through a vet clinic or an animal health supplier. You know, my team spends days and weeks throughout the year educating other people in the industry, in those vet clinics, in those animal health suppliers, extension agents, et cetera. So there's a lot of resources, but certainly a great place to start is get the contact information for your local rep, and they can usually lead you in the right direction if they don't have a direct answer for you.
Thanks so much, Brett McCoy with Zoetis Animal Health. I hope this pointed every one of you in the right direction. Get your animal health program in place. Get those rebates. It's time for a break. When we come back, we talk markets. You are listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Keep it parked. John Fox shares his experience with the demand for his Gelve-influenced cattle.
We've got a reputation. Whenever we sell our cattle, we've got some buyers that want to know when we're going to sell. That's another positive, you know, well, we're going in the right direction. Even in the times whenever there was so many cattle moving, you know, the cow numbers were higher, we still had that demand for our cattle. They have been performing, you know, outside of our realm. And so that's another feather in our hat, I guess you could say.
Learn more about how your crossbreeding counts at Gelve.org.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open to replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas. All listed on LivestockMarket.com.
We run a lot of high milk-producing mama cows in our herd.
Mitch Kenobi of Norfolk dealt with scours in his herd.
So bad that we sent samples off to South Dakota State and Kansas State. Heard about Pharmatan. As a producer, I know it's our job to limit our inputs, but when it comes to Pharmatan, Dad and I don't blink an eye. It is a must for every calving season.
Adding Pharmatan to your livestock's nutrition this fall will rid your new herd of scours in the spring. Go to PharmatanUSA.com. Call Joe Knopp at 340-3323.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. It is that time in the program where we check in with Kirk Donsbach, Stone X Financial Incorporated, finding out what the markets did last week. Kind of a recap and a report, if you will, get a handle on May, what be coming down the pike. Kirk, what do you got for numbers for us, buddy?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, August 22nd, October feeder futures closed the week at 362.32.5. That's up 16.52.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index up 4.43 at 350.18. That left the basis versus August futures at a negative 10.27. That's a very wide basis if cash doesn't rally on Friday's report. We did have a cattle on feed for August 1st that came in at 98.4 versus expectations of 98.0. The placements for June were 93.9 versus expectations of 91.1. And the marketed number for June was 94.3 versus expectations of 94.1. Slightly disappointing report with the placements coming in slightly above expectations, although still a bullish number taken by itself. Cold storage came in at 101% versus last year. October live cattle closed the week at 237.82.5. That's up 7.22.5 on the week, with cash trading 237 to 245 in the south, with the bulk of the trades at 245. The north traded 245 to 246. The spread between the north and the south has also narrowed up, as you can see. That left the five-area weighted average up 228 at 244.92, and the basis versus August live futures at a positive $5.14, but even with the bulk of the trade in the south. Choice boxes were up 743 at 407.91. It is worth noting that the spread between choice and select lost $5.56 to close at $24.25 on the spread. That's a little bit concerning as we start losing spread. That's consumers moving downstream for cheaper purchases in the meat sector. Weekly slaughter was up 17,000 head over last week at 547,000 head. That's 62,000 head than the same week last year. Dress weights were up 1 pound at 866 pounds, which is 13 pounds higher than the same week last year. The combination left yearly production down 0.2% at 4% less than this week last year. To wrap this up, December corn closed the week at 411.75. That's up 6 cents on the week. We did conclude the Pro Farmer Tour this week, which reduced yields, and if accurate by harvest time, will reduce the carryout to below 1.88 billion bushels, further supporting that a low in corn may be in.
Want in on a secret from grocers who sell beef? Hey, I'm Shea Water, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. Lamar Steiger broke down what retailers and consumers really want out of beef in a recent podcast episode. Here's a little portion of what we talk about.
This is really interesting. Grocers know that when somebody buys beef in their grocery store, they also will buy a lot more items. And beef is not a big money maker for grocery stores. Many, many people think that the grocers are making a huge margin on beef, but some grocers do. And some grocers have, they're not going for the kind of price point that the two retailers here in Bentonville, Arkansas go for. It's an everyday low price, you know, but some grocers do. But most grocers that I talk to have a very low margin on beef. And what they're doing is they know that when you go into the grocery store and you put beef in your basket, you also buy multiple other items that you wouldn't buy if you didn't buy beef there.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Dr. Philip Kesterson and Brett McCoy with Zoetis Animal Health, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Superior Livestock Auction. By the way, sale reports are listed on RanchChannel.com. Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Top Dollar Angus. By the way, you can find Top Dollar Angus certified feeder cattle listed on RanchChannel.com. Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvee Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crews, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.